崇明县2015届高三英语第一学期期末试卷第一卷
1. Listening Comprehension Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. My brother will be here on Friday.
That's the day after tomorrow. Will he come by taxi or shall we pick him up at the airport?
Question. What day is it today?
2. Did you take the metro to the Grand Theater?
No. Richard gave me a lift, but Jerry took a train there.
Question. How did the woman go to the Grand Theater?
3. Good evening. I have a reservation under the name of Wilson.
Yes, madam. Your room is 721 on the 7th floor. Enjoy your stay.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
4. I'll have steak, French fries, and let me see, chocolate ice cream for dessert.
Oh, you know these things will ruin your health. Too much fat and sugar. How about ordering some vegetables and fruit instead?
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 5. Go for a long walk or have a bike ride?
You don't want to study now, do you?
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. Which course do you like best?
I like all the subjects of the arts, because to be a reporter to cover all kinds of culture in the world is my dream.
Question. What does the man want to be in the future? 7. Do you want to go on a trip with us to Florida this spring?
I'd love to, but it will cost about $1,000 per person.
Question. What can be inferred about the man? Eight. You certainly have a lot of clocks. There seems to be one in every room.
My family gave them to me because I have trouble keeping track of the time.
Question. What are the two speakers discussing? Nine. I hear that the Edwards are thinking of buying another house.
Should they be doing that with all the other expenses they have to pay? Anyhow, they are over 70 now, and their present home is not too bad.
Question. What does the man imply? 10. Thanks to the seatbelt. Otherwise, you would have been seriously injured in the car accident.
Yes, I can hardly imagine what would have happened if I hadn't taken my daughter's advice before leaving home.
Question. What can be learned from the conversation? 1. B. Directions. In 1, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
When I was 15, I announced to my class that I was going to write my own books. Half the classmates ignored me, and the rest nearly fell out of their chairs laughing. I was so hurt that I burst into tears. That night, I wrote a short, sad poem about broken dreams and mailed it to a local newspaper. Surprisingly, they published it and sent me $2. I was a published and paid writer. I showed my fellow students the paper.
They laughed and said, "Just luck." But I had tasted the success, and I have sold the first thing I'd ever written. That was more than the laugh had done to me. During the next 2 years, I sold dozens of poems, letters, jokes, and receipts. By the time I graduated from high school, I had owned a book filled with my published works. And now, I am a professional writer, and my novels are popular with readers. But I still keep the habit of reviewing that first published poem when I am in low spirits or meet unfair book reviews. It will always remind me how I started in the first place.
Now listen again, please.
When I was 15, I announced to my class that I was going to write my own books. Half the classmates ignored me, and the rest nearly fell out of their chairs laughing. I was so hurt that I burst into tears. That night, I wrote a short, sad poem about broken dreams and mailed it to a local newspaper. Surprisingly, they published it and sent me $2. I was a published and paid writer. I showed my fellow students the paper. They laughed and said, "Just luck." But I had tasted the success, and I have sold the first thing I'd ever written. That was more than the laugh had done to me. During the next 2 years, I sold dozens of poems, letters, jokes, and receipts. By the time I graduated from high school, I had owned a book filled with my published works. And now, I am a professional writer, and my novels are popular with readers. But I still keep the habit of reviewing that first published poem when I am in low spirits or meet unfair book reviews. It will always remind me how I started in the first place.
Questions. 11. What's the classmate's reaction when the author announced his dream?
What made the author start to work on his dream?
13. Why does the author often review the first poem?
14 through 16 are based on the following news.
It is 7 o'clock, time for the morning news. Malaysia. Two hurricanes tore through northern Malaysia last Sunday, killing at least 40 people, injuring nearly 1,000, and leaving thousands homeless, officials said. The hurricanes blew away huts in dozens of farming villages and brought down thousands of trees and electricity poles, plunging the villages into darkness. New Zealand. New Zealanders may be able to do without many things, but it seems that when it comes to traveling, they can't go without their mom, according to a survey. Moms were identified as the fourth most important item to take along when heading overseas, behind credit cards, a camera, and a copy of Lonely Planet Travel Guide. U.S. The U.S. may be on its way to becoming a nation of savers, whether Americans like it or not. With home and stock prices declining and credit hard to get, consumers who have fallen out of the savings habit are being forced to limit borrowing and spending. That is bad news for some companies. Detroit car makers may need to lower costs or reduce their production. Shopping malls might be forced to shut as the sales shrink greatly.
Now listen again, please.
It is 7 o'clock, time for the morning news. Malaysia. Two hurricanes tore through northern Malaysia last Sunday, killing at least 40 people, injuring nearly 1,000, and leaving thousands homeless, officials said. The hurricanes blew away huts in dozens of farming villages and brought down thousands of trees and electricity poles, plunging the villages into darkness. New Zealand. New Zealanders may be able to do without many things, but it seems that when it comes to traveling, they can't go without their mom, according to a survey. Moms were identified as the fourth most important item to take along when heading overseas, behind credit cards, a camera, and a copy of Lonely Planet Travel Guide. U.S. The U.S. may be on its way to becoming a nation of savers, whether Americans like it or not. With home and stock prices declining and credit hard to get, consumers who have fallen out of the savings habit are being forced to limit borrowing and spending. That is bad news for some companies. Detroit car makers may need to lower costs or reduce their production. Shopping malls might be forced to shut as the sales shrink greatly.
Questions. 14. What are the first news items mainly about?
What is said about New Zealanders traveling abroad?
16. What will Americans probably do from now on?
16. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Hi, Daniel. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure, Lily.
Could you pick up my brother from the airport at 2 p.m. tomorrow? I have to work.
Of course. What does he look like?
He's shortish with dark brown hair. He's got a thick beard, and he's in his 40s.
And what's he like?
Well, he's pretty easygoing and has a good sense of humor, but he's a bit shy with people at first. Oh, yeah, one other thing. What are the best places to take him to?
What is he like?
Well, he's a bit boring. He really doesn't like much.
There's a new cinema opposite your office building. Shall I just take him to see a movie?
Okay, it can help him kill time, and it'll be convenient for me to meet him after work. Anyway, thanks. I owe you one.
Now listen again, please.
Hi, Daniel. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure, Lily.
Could you pick up my brother from the airport at 2 p.m. tomorrow? I have to work.
Of course. What does he look like?
He's shortish with dark brown hair. He's got a thick beard, and he's in his 40s.
And what's he like?
Well, he's pretty easygoing and has a good sense of humor, but he's a bit shy with people at first. Oh, yeah, one other thing. What are the best places to take him to?
What is he like?
Well, he's a bit boring. He really doesn't like much.
There's a new cinema opposite your office building. Shall I just take him to see a movie?
Okay. It can help him kill time, and it'll be convenient for me to meet him after work. Anyway, thanks. I owe you one.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer.
Hi, John. Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
I wish I could, but I have to spend the rest of the day in the library. I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow.
Oh, is that for Professor Lowell's class?
Yes, I have to do an analysis of a poem we read in class.
That's hard. How is it going so far?
Not very well. And I also have to study a lot for math and history. I don't know how I'm going to manage it all.
You know, John, I've been doing well in math, so I'd be happy to help you.
Oh, that would be great, Ellen.
If you like, we can start after I come back from swimming.
Okay, I'll see you in the library.
Good luck with the poem.
Thanks a lot. See you later.
Now listen again, please. Hi, John. Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
I wish I could, but I have to spend the rest of the day in the library. I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow.
Oh, is that for Professor Lowell's class?
Yes, I have to do an analysis of a poem we read in class.
That's hard. How is it going so far?
Not very well. And I also have to study a lot for math and history. I don't know how I'm going to manage it all.
You know, John, I've been doing well in math, so I'd be happy to help you.
Oh, that would be great, Ellen.
If you like, we can start after I come back from swimming.
Okay, I'll see you in the library.
Good luck with the poem.
Thanks a lot. See you later. That's the end of Listening Comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。